climb high mountains. We cannot give up the fight. We must be like Moses. We must keep on going. Canaan's land is just inside.
Far off.
Glory land is not so far away, and we'll reach it some glad day. Heaven's home is now my final. Those who live in bright bold lights are whole again. Oh, what a happy day 'twill be. What a glorious jubilee. All the heaven will be there. What a meeting in the air. Wretched lives are oh so sad to see. Those who live in misery, but in heaven no more grief or pain. Crippled lives are whole again. Oh, what a glorious jubilee. All of heaven will be there. What a meeting in the air. Oh, what a happy day. What a glorious jubilee. On the head. What a meeting in the air.
It's my heart's in prayer. Kind Heavenly Father, we thank you for your blessings and your mercies. We thank you for forgiveness of sins. We thank you for the presence of the Holy Ghost in this place today. Lord, we pray that as our brother stands behind the pulpit, that you would anoint him for the message and anoint our hearts to receive. We look with anticipation, knowing, Lord, you keep your promises. You always keep your word. Father, we thank you for the blessings, the bounty that you've provided. We pray this offering will be used for the upbuilding of your kingdom. We'll give you the praise and the honor and the glory for everything that's accomplished. It's in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Once my heart and soul were fed by the binding chains of sin, but the great emancipator set me free to worship him. Glory, glory. praise him. He's a great Emancipator. That's the song of the redeemed. Do that verse again. Like a lost lamb I was drifting, should be his holy name. He's a great Emancipator. That's the song of the redeemed. That's our song. Glory, glory, hallelujah, and blessed be his holy name. I ain't sure what happened to my voice this morning, but I come out here and it just ain't there. But y'all know me by now, we just press on. So if I stop, y'all just keep singing. Glorify Jesus Christ, who's worthy. Wonderful Savior is he. Wonderful and worthy of all our praise, worthy of all our adoration. He is truly marvelous. Old hymn goes like this. A wonderful Savior is Jesus my Lord. A wonderful Savior to me. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the hid away in Christ. That shadows this dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the dead. That in your life. He hid you away. Oh, what great love he has expressed. Praise the Lord. He is amazing. No wonder the writer said he is marvelous in our eyes. Amen. Praise the Lord. It is just good to be a Christian, good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. I gotta figure this new pulpit out. It's too tall. It'll be all right. And it's just good to be here. You feel good right now in his presence. It's always good to be in the house of the Lord when all these licks of fire come together and just worship our Lord, the one who's worthy, the only one who's worthy of praise this morning is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We're just privileged to have Brother Joe with us again this morning. We appreciate our brother. He is such a blessing when he comes. I'm going to get out of the way. Y'all pray for my voice. I don't know what happened. I've been feeling good. Come out this morning, I just can't, it ain't there, but it'll be all right. We'll figure it out. Amen. We're going to change the order. We're going to ask Brother Joe to come. What a glorious old hymn. I heard an old story of how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sin and won the victory. Thank you.
love him. Give him a hand clap of praise this morning. Hallelujah. Are you thankful for victory this morning? Are you thankful for victory this morning? Are you thankful he's the same yesterday, today, and forever? Oh, I feel his presence this morning. God's real. Thank God we don't serve just a painted fire. Oh, we serve a living God that's very much alive this morning. Not out there, not even around us, but inside of us. It's just like fire shut up in my bones. I believe that's a believer today. Amen. Do you believe it? Amen. Thank God we have a message in the hour, and thank God we have ears to hear. You love the Lord this morning? It's certainly good to be in this presence this morning, be with you this morning. If you got your Bibles, we'll just get right into the Word and try not to preach everything I know this morning. They say, here's your sign. I read it in the back office. So, actually, Brother Luke sent it to me a month ago. He's quite the character. Y'all probably don't know that yet, do y'all? Sure appreciate Brother Luke. Sure pray for him this morning, too. I know he's been laboring. Many souls win to the kingdom. Man, just God's good, isn't he? Amen. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 24, verse 23. I'd like to take a thought this morning on design recognition. It says, then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it was possible, that shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I've told you before, wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he's in the secret chambers, believe it not. For as a lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. Amen. Can we just bow our hearts one more time? Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for this grand opportunity to come and worship you in spirit and truth, Father. We commit this service into your hands this morning, Lord, that you'll come and anoint each and every one of us in a special, unique way, Father. Anoint the ears to hear and the speaker to speak. Use this vessel one more time, Lord God, for your glory and honor. Lord, we want to be fed from heaven this morning. Lord, we pray and we commit this service into your hands, the author and the finisher of our faith, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the bride says, amen. Amen. God bless you. You can have your seats this morning. We'd like to take a thought, like I said this morning, for a few moments on a design recognition. And I was reading where Brother Brown would say there in Florida how that that gentleman's car broke down. He put it in the shop. You remember the story? And he said that the mechanic couldn't figure out how to get the engine to run. And he said he tried everything he could try. And he said all of a sudden a well-dressed man came walking by. And he said, will you care if I take a look at it? And he said, no, sir, I've tried everything I could. And Brother Brown said he began to look. And he said, well, the problem is you're not getting enough current here. And the mechanic did what the gentleman said, and it started right up. And Brother Brown said he asked the gentleman, said, how did you understand it? How did you know what to do? He said, I was the engineer that designed this motor for General Motors. And Brother Brown would go on. He was a great architect, and he's a great designer. He knew exactly what it needed to be done to make the motor run. And Brother Brown would tell us like this, but it gives us consolation to know that we do not hold our destiny this morning. Are you thankful for that this morning? We don't hold our own destiny. Men don't hold our destiny. Churches don't hold our destiny. Amen. He said, God holds our destiny, and he's ordained it be so. There's nothing will ever interrupt the program of God. And he said, and the prophet of the hour says, we are bound to arrive. Amen. Doesn't matter where you are, what phase of the journey you are in. Amen. The great designer designed you to be able to fulfill the destiny God set before you before the foundation of the world. And he said the carcass is designed to attract eagles. Can you say amen? Amen. And nothing can interrupt or stop the gathering of eagles toward the carcass. Hell's trying, demons are trying, believe a sign is trying, but thanks be to God, it's impossible to be stopped. Amen. This message will never be conquered. This message will never be stopped. Brother Brown would say it like this: you could take the man, but you can never take the message. The message is life, and life just keeps going on. Amen. And Brother Brown would say it like this: there's just something inside you. Aren't you thankful for that this morning? And just as sure as you're hungry tonight for the Holy Spirit, he says something is in you. He said that something that's in you is pulling you. That is the purpose of God. That's the purpose of God in your life has got to be fulfilled. Hallelujah. You can't seek God, he says. Amen. You can't seek God. God is seeking you. It's something in you that is creating that desire. There will the eagles be gathered. Amen. The carcass, amen. The carcass, amen, is screaming out. There's a frequency that's going out. Amen. And not everyone's attracted to it. Amen. But there is a special class of people that is attracted to the carcass. And he said the carcass is nothing less than God's word. Amen. And nothing can stop God's word. Amen. Thank God there's believers here this morning is not attracted to Joe Reynolds or Brother Luke Gibson, but they are attracted to God's word. Amen. And that's what eagles are attracted to. They're not attracted to emotion. They're not attracted to funny feelings. They're not attracted to a great sermon. They are attracted to God's word. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you thankful for that this morning? There is something in you. It's odd how Brother Brown would say that over and over and over again. There's something in you, something that you never put in there. You didn't put it in there. It's something that you couldn't desire to be there. He says it's something that's contrary to your own nature. It's the foreknowledge of God taking place. He says God's word. And now we notice no matter what the others done or how they walked away, those disciples were predestinated. They were ordained to eternal life. No, they couldn't explain it no more than you and I can explain it. They couldn't explain it no more the rest of them could. But there was something in them. There was something in them before the foundation of the world. And had manifested itself here. Amen. So God had a thought of them in the first place, which was before the foundation of the world. And he says, and they were connected with God. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God we are connected with God beyond humanity. Beyond who your earthly father and mother is or what church you assemble with. Amen. No, you have a connection because God, by his foreknowledge, he predestinated you before the foundation of the world. You didn't receive a seed at an altar. You was always seed. Amen. You was always a son. Amen. You always was an eagle. Hallelujah. Yes, we was trapped in a barnyard and we was born in Laodicea an hour. Amen, but we're connected with God. We have a connection with God. And John would tell us that no man can come to me except the Father draws him. And I will raise him up at the last day. To draw is by an inward power, something within you. There's something within you. Amen. And Brother Brown would say it like this. You remember, he said he would use when that there at that big factory, he was there going through the factory, Brother Brewster. And he said all of a sudden at the end of the day, Brother Keith, he said that great magnet was standing there, and that magnet began to sweep down. And he said all of a sudden there was some materials there on earth that began to shiver and shake. Amen. They wasn't drawing the magnet. The magnet was drawing them. Amen. That before the magnet began to draw, there was already a design recognition already within the shavings. Brother Brown would say it like this. They already had representation. Why? Because that place that they had fallen to wasn't their first place. Hallelujah. Amen. And it's not the shavings drawn to the magnet, but his magnet. Brother Ray would tell you, amen, you didn't go looking for him. He came looking for you. You didn't draw unto him. He's drawn you unto himself. Amen. It's a great pull. It's a pull. It's a hitting force by representation. Can you say it with me this morning? There is nothing. There is nothing will keep me from him. There's nothing. It's impossible. There's a deep calling to the deep. Amen. Before there's a deep call, there's already something out there to respond to that call. Amen. That's the beauty of a designer. He designs it for a purpose, and that purpose is his destiny. And Brother Brown would tell us there was a woman that was ill-famed. She was a prostitute. Her life was all marred up. She had nothing to present, Brother Brown said. She was filthy. She was dirty. But notice, Brother Brown said, but notice way down inside her. Way down in her, glory, beyond the mar, beyond the filthiness, beyond the drug addict, beyond the prostitution, way down inside of her, she's got representation. And time couldn't change her true identity. Look at the little woman. She had been falling from God's thoughts. She could be redeemed. She was a subject. Are you thankful being a subject this morning? Amen. Amen. We are a subject. She had representation is in heaven. Is heaven. She had design recognition. Amen. And that's the reason why Jesus would say, he man must need to pass by Samaria. Amen. There was a design responding to destiny. Destiny was set beforehand. Something was placed advance before arrival. Before Jesus ever come, there was already something already within her. Design responds to destiny because destiny was written with design in mind. Oh, thank God. God had a thought of her. Bear with me this morning. God had a thought of her before the foundation of the world. And God deposit the design inside of her before his arrival. And he would say like this in the Old Testament, before I formed you, I knew you. Amen. Hallelujah. Nothing in time can change what God thought of you before the world began. Where the carcass is, the eagles will be gathered. The eagle's body, it's built to receive the message of the hour. The carcass attracts the eagle like a deep calling to the deep. The carcass is calling to design. Amen. Design is responding to destiny. The carcass releases a frequency. Hallelujah. And Brother Ram said, there's in this building right now, amen, there's waves, there's radio waves, there's television waves, and Amen. There's a dimension right here that's going on right now. We can't see it with our natural eyes. We can't feel it with our natural hands, Brother Keith. But if we have something within us, a frequency like a television has crystals, it has instruments inside the tube, amen, that it can pick up the frequency as it passes by. Amen. The carcass begins to let off a frequency. But not all birds are attracted to the frequency. Not all birds have ears to hear, but eagles. You don't understand it. When you first hear the prophet's voice and it begin to ring true in your soul, your flesh was calling fanaticism, but something down inside of you, it was just like fire shut up in your bones. You couldn't explain it. You couldn't talk yourself out of it. Your Methodist church couldn't talk it out of you. Your Pentecostal church couldn't talk it out of you. Amen. Your Baptist theories couldn't change the inside of the inside. Amen. Hallelujah. It's design recognition, but only what is designed for the frequency can hear it. Eagles' bodies, their instincts, their makeup, their appetite is tuned to a call others cannot receive. They breathe the same air. They feel the same wind. They're living in the same moment. But the scripture says, wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered. It's not a chance. It's not a possibility. It's not a weather forecast. Amen. Where there's an 80% chance of snow. Amen. No. Amen. Wheresoever the carcass is, the eagles will be gathered. Hallelujah. God's not worried about it. He's the great designer. Amen. You believe it. Amen. They breathe the same air. They feel the same wind. They're living in the same moment. But only eagle feels the attractive pull, because design determines reception. It's a frequency recognition. The carcass doesn't create eagles. Come on, preach with me for a moment. Amen. The carcass is not creating eagles. It's only revealing their true identity. Where the carcass is, the frequency will go out. But before the frequency ever went out, there was already a design in someone's heart. Amen. To pick up the frequency that is sent out and say, that's nothing but the truth. Amen. Hallelujah. Mama don't believe it. Daddy don't believe it. But for me in this house, I'm going to believe the Lord. And I'm going to follow, Brother Nick, I'm going to follow the message of the hour. Amen. Amen. It's inedible. It's going to happen. If there's a germ seed of life, Sister Alice, down inside of you, nothing in time is going to stop the arrival. Oh, isn't that beautiful? Is that the message of the hour? Amen. Nothing in time. The woman was marred. She was filthy. She was dirty. And we could go down our own lives. I was marred. I was filthy. I was an addict. Amen. But one day, mercy came by my way. Amen. Grace paid me a visit. Amen. And I responded to that call. Amen. I had many friends. I had a lot of friends. We hung out together. Amen. They're still going their own way. They're still living out in the world. Amen. What happened? They wasn't attracted to the same thing I was born to be attracted to. I say this morning, this world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. Hallelujah. Thank God I had supernatural ears. When I was ready to quit, there was something inside of me that kept drawing me, pulling me. The carcass doesn't create eagles. It just reveals them. The carcass doesn't call out loud. It releases a frequency that only a predestinated seed can pick up and respond. When the signal goes out, a special built bird leans into it. Oh, I like that word. In other words, it fully embraces or moves towards it. The scripture will say, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Amen. They shall mount up as wings as eagles. Wait here means to expect, to look with anticipation. It's not a laziness. It's not a pause. It's to be poised, be ready, to stay aligned, leaning into, is fully embraced. What is it being? It isn't being in a pause. We're not stopping. We're not quitting. But waiting is to being in position. Waiting is readiness, not slackness. Waiting upon the Lord is not laziness. It's not retreat. It's elevate. It's waiting isn't doubt, it's faith. Amen. Leaning into purpose. Amen. Hallelujah. Doesn't matter where you're born from, who your mom and daddy was, or what church you're assembled to. Amen. Just like the little story Brother Brown told about the little eagle in the barnyard. He was down there because of a fall. He was in a barnyard. He didn't choose to be there. We didn't choose to be in this age, but here we are. But the environment that that little eagle was hatched out to could shape his behavior. It shaped our behavior. We snuck a cookie out of the cookie jar and we didn't care to lie about it. Because the environment that we was birthed into, we came to this world shaped in sin. Speaking lies, it was by nature because of what happened in the Garden of Eden. Hey, Ben. The eagle, the environment that he was hatched in could shape his behavior. Hallelujah. But it could not ever, oh, catch this, put it on the refrigerator, could never erase his true identity. It can shape his behavior because of the condition of a fall. A bamba can never change the DNA that he was of. Amen. It couldn't transform him into a chicken. Amen. It shaped his behavior. He followed the chickens around. He pecked in the barnyard. Amen. He had fellowship at denominationalism. He had fellowship around bugs and manure piles and the filth of the barnyard. He had his time there. It shaped his behavior. Amen. My, he walked like a chicken. He pecked around the barnyard like a chicken. But it was for a season. But when that frequency sound from mama screamed out, the design recognition took over. When all the rest of the birds were running for their life, Brother Brown said, one day mama eagle flew over the barnyard and she screamed, and he, only one bird, singular, he recognized it. Amen. The frequency went out. Amen. Not all chickens was built to pick up the frequency. But this one, because he was lost, he could actually be found. Amen. The barnyard wasn't his first place. Oh, we're going somewhere this morning. You're going to shout with me this morning. We're just building a little foundation. This is burning on my heart this morning. Amen. That little eagle, amen, when he began to hear the scream, like the quote I read to you, it went against his behavior. It went against his denominationalism ideas. What caused that creature to recognize? Time could not rob him of his identity. Oh, I could shout with that this morning. Time could never rob the woman that came to the well with five husbands and the one that she was living with wasn't her own. Time could not rob her of her true identity. When God, I say this a lot, but it's the message of the hour. God took a picture of you, brother, before the foundation of the world. He knew the power of his grace. He knew the power of his mercy. He placed it in you as the great designer. He placed a design recognition within you, the germ seed of life before the foundation of the world. No wonder the scripture said, don't rejoice because demons are subject to you, but rejoice because your name was written before the last book of life, before there was a world, before there was hell, before there was creation. God took a picture of you and placed it on his eternal file, his eternal hard drive that can never be tapped into. Hell doesn't have the equipment to break down God's eternal hard drive that he put a picture of you in your perfection and he placed it there. And here in time, he places a portion of him inside you. And when this carcass began to fly over in this time, there were bride everywhere. And that frequency began to call out. There was a shout that came forth. A message came forth. A frequency was released. Hallelujah. He was the only bird that was attracted to that sound. Listen to what Brother Brown says. This all right this morning? He said, that sounded right. How many said that before? Brother Bill, when you heard this message and it hit home, your Pentecostal ideas was telling you it's a cult, it's fanaticism. But Brother Nick, when it finally happened and you recognize this message, something happened within you. You called Brother Luke and said, hey, this is it. This is the message. I believe the message. Amen. It went against his nature. It went against his feelings or emotions. It was something down inside of him. He said he was an eagle to begin with. That's the way it is with the gospel of the word, the power of Jesus Christ. When a man has been predestinated to eternal life, he hears the true ring, the frequency, the scream of God. He says nothing. Can you say it with me? Nothing can keep him from it. The church might say the days of miracles are past. Cluck, cluck, cluck. Stand here, eat this. Stand here and eat that. The barnyard stuff won't do for him any more. He's gone. All things are possible. He gets off the ground. And he says, the old man, he said, son, jump. You're an eagle. Come up here where I am. He said, Mom, I've never jumped in my life. She said, well, you jump. You're an eagle to begin with. You're not a chicken, son. So he made his first jump, flopped his wings, and didn't do too good, but he got off the ground. That's the way we do. He said, we accept God by faith, by the written word. There's something in there. He said, that's predestinated. Grandpa, grandma were eagles. He was an eagle all the way back. Eagle don't mix with any other things. Amen. Then he says, after you recognize this very word of God was eagle food, you left the other thing and you have been formed into a living image of a living God. You heard from where? Your theophany. If the earthly body be dissolved, we have one waiting. This eagle was built for destiny. The scream didn't turn him into an eagle. It only revealed who he already was. He just leaned into it and fully embraced what the chickens couldn't. What scared the other birds only summons you. That's powerful this morning. What others called fanaticism summons you, called you. It was a deep calling to the deep. All other birds, it only summons you that they're designed for it. The call doesn't ask you if you're going to arrive. It only awakens what's within you that's built to get there. Amen. You could never make it, brother. But there's something in you that will cause you to make it. Amen. Church, we can take our little angel wings, put them in our back pockets this morning. We all make mistakes. You hang around me long enough, you'll see my failures. Brother, if I hang around you long enough, I'm going to see your failures. But thanks be to God, I am what I am, not by my own merits, but the grace of Almighty God. Church, I didn't go looking for him, that eagle in that barnyard. He was comfortable. He was making his ends meet, but it wasn't his destiny. His destiny began to call, and the carcass began to scream, and the eagle couldn't help himself. Hallelujah. Amen. The carcass began to scream and the frequency went out and the eagle had to respond. There was a deep calling to the deep and a deep to respond to that call. Hallelujah. I say he's got it all in control. Do you believe it? How many believes the footsteps of a good man are ordered of the Lord? Listen. Amen. The train doesn't invent the direction. Can you say amen with that? The train doesn't invent the direction. There's a track that's laid out. Amen, the track is laid out. It locks, but when that train locks into the rails that's been laid out for him, amen, once that train aligns himself on that predestinated track, speed increases, resistance decreases, momentum picks up. Oh, this train is bound for glory. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, that's what it is. It's design recognition, realizing I can't, but he can. Hallelujah. The scriptures tells us in Peter, according as his divine power have given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that had called us in glory into virtue. God's purpose can never be defeated. There's nothing can defeat it. So happy ought we to be today, resting upon this beautiful revelation of the word of a living God, that there's nothing, things present nor things to come. There's no sickness, there's no sorrow, there's no dead peril, nothing separate us from the purpose of the living God. What God imagined in his mind, what God has purposed in his heart to bring to pass, there is no demon power that nothing can separate God's immortal, eternal plan. It must be as God said. Design responds to destiny. Deep responds to the deep, and those who wait upon the Lord don't miss the moment. They lean into destiny. They lean into momentum. They lean into the track. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Amen. And they are now, they're not driving themselves. They got a captain. And the captain is the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's sealed inside of them. And they're on a predestinated track unto glory. And Brother Brown said there's angels descending and ascending, bringing down joy, bringing down healing, bringing down encouragement. Amen. And we're on a track this morning, church. Amen. And the train doesn't make up his mind, his direction. He's on a track that was laid out before him, before the foundation of the world. And he says, Lord, Lord, take me. I'll take you. Take me. Take my mind. Take my feelings. Take my emotions. Church, we need believers this morning. Amen. I say, Lord, I don't want my own ideas. I don't want to follow a man. I don't want to follow a religion. I want to follow you, Lord. Hallelujah. Do we have some real eagles here this morning? Hallelujah. It proves. That design recognition inside of you proves your origin. It proves where you came from. The scream identified who you really was. And nothing in the barnyard can change that. When he heard the scream of destiny, the barnyard lost its hold. The barnyard could never reveal his true abilities. But the design recognition began to break gravitation. And he said, Brother Brown says, that mama even says, jump. Not because he was trained. No, sir. Jump. He was built for such a time as this. That wasn't emotion. That was origin recognition. When that little eagle leaned into it, they were still pulling on him from the barnyard. Oh, you hear me? Oh, don't you love the Lord? He was still pulling from him from the barnyard, but the barnyard began to lose its hold. The barnyard began to lose this connection with him. Amen. It goes against my nature. It goes against my feelings. It's the foreknowledge of God taking place. I say God's got it all in control this morning. I say God's got every moment in your life pre-planned before the foundation of the world. And we're only here this morning as little eagles hatched out in the barnyard. Amen. But predestination scream came your way. It wasn't an accident. There was a design. Recognition down inside of your heart. Amen. The people try to talk you out of it, but they can never take it away from you. The barnyard couldn't rob you of your true identity. The carcass didn't make you an eagle. Brother, you always was an eagle. And that scream, that frequency that went out, lets you recognize. Jump. For the first time, you took a step. He said, it wasn't very good, Brother Nick. Amen. He said, but you got off the ground. That frequency, that scream gave you the energy to get higher than the barnyard. And then the message comes out. Did you feel that? How good is that feeling to know all everything that's in the barnyard, yet you didn't jump very high, is under your feet. You're greater than your problem was. You're taller than your barnyard experience. Amen. Hallelujah. And let him know he was an eagle. Spread your wings. Try it again. Oh, church, all of a sudden, those wings was designed for such a time as this. He reached out his old wings that had laid there dormant for all that time. When he heard the scream of destiny, the barnyard lost its hold. And he jumped, not because he was trained, because he was built for such a time. And that wasn't emotion. It was worship. It was origin recognition. He leaned into it. The barnyard lost its power. The noise lost its pull. The ground lost its claim. The barnyard could no longer define him any longer. It's positioning. Hallelujah. He has raised us up together. Ephesians tells us 2:6, he has raised us up together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. It's an inward power, brother. Hallelujah. We don't understand how, and we don't understand why. But this track, it goes through a lot of hardships. It goes through the broken homes, financial problems. Right in the midst of that, it goes through good times. It goes through grief. It goes through sorrow. It goes through mountains and deserts. And oh, Brother Bram would say, but in the breach, he said, but when he sealed you with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, he sealed you with the seal of promise. He knew every curve that you would make. This track is bound for glory. Oh, church, that's the message of the hour. Amen. The carcass, we let us know. Amen. There's something within you. Amen. The pastor didn't give it to you. Church didn't give it to you. Our Father, which art in heaven, gave it to you before the foundation of the world. Amen. And time can't rob you of that. Hallelujah. We don't understand it this morning, but this I know. I came from God. Like the little dewdrop shivering, like the little shavings down in the factory. It just shaving. What's happening? It's not emotion. The emotion might be an experience of what's taking place. You're excited. You can't hardly contain it any longer. Amen. You're waiting upon the Lord. You're not in a pause.
Right.
You're poised. You're readiness. You're letting go. Lord, I ain't taking a step without you holding my hand. I'm waiting upon the Lord. Amen. It's not quitting. It's not laziness. Hallelujah. It's position. It's position. And now Mama Eagle says, look down. The barnyard don't hold you any longer. Time doesn't control you any longer. This flesh is still getting old. Amen. But there's a new birth that's taken inside of the inside. You've changed from the ridiculous to the sublime. Amen. You're a creature of eternity now. Amen. And we have this green, the carcass. Let us know. Amen. What a resurrection that was. And what a resurrection this is. Amen. Right now inside of you and I, there's a dawning of a new day. Eternity has dawned in our lives. Amen. It's taken this body over. Amen. Brother Brown would say like this. Amen. It brings this body under subjection to the carcass. The word. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, church, I say we're not going to miss it. I say we're not going to miss it. Amen. Thump that devil in the head this morning. He's a liar. You're not going to miss it. The program of God cannot be stopped. The destiny cannot be conquered. Amen. And that design recognition can't be silenced. The carcass cannot be silenced. Amen. Hallelujah. It's in you. Amen. Can you say it with me? It's in me. Amen. It's in me. Amen. Boo devil, it's in me. Amen. It's encoded in me. Amen. It's written within me. Hallelujah. God put it there. Nothing can erase it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He was born in a barnyard, but nothing could take away the fact that he was still an eagle. They tell of that little fish, a salmon, and how he's birthed in a river, and how he spends that time in that river, and that river consumes him. And it encodes inside him. It's a design recognition that was designed in him. And they said that Simon would take off on a journey, but that birth river never leaves him. He journeys, Brother Keith, it says he journeys all the way to the ocean. Sometimes it's 900 miles to get there. And he goes into the ocean and he lives and he adapts to the ocean. And the ocean becomes his environment. And that environment changes his behavior. He feeds for up to 3 to 8 years. This salmon feeds in the ocean. That's all he knows. But one day, There's a deep calling to a deep. Oh, hallelujah. The ocean was his life for that long. But now, the beauty of it, it can never erase the design. It was encoded in him. Encoding here, I looked it up and it said it was like, it would be like our DNA. That DNA was encoded in this salmon. Actually, the science says that it was encoded in his nervous system. He has no idea. It goes against his nature. He's lived and got adapted into the ocean, but he cannot refuse the frequency. The frequency is come back home. Amen. The frequency, amen. The beauty of this, when that design recognition was placed in the salmon, it was there for a purpose, and that purpose was his destiny. And the ocean wasn't his destiny. His birth river was his destiny. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. And that salmon starts his journey following. It gets on the track. The train doesn't dictate the direction. The salmon just gets on a track and begins to go with it. And he fights his way, Brother Nick, all the way hundreds of miles back to the shore. Gets into a channel, some river, and travels another 900 miles through currents upstream. Watch videos where those salmon would come to a place that looked impossible. Oh, come on, salmon. How many's ever been there? Amen. It looked like there was no way to get around it, no way I could get back. Oh, church. They say that salmon just positions himself in the current. Amen. And keeps trying. And that salmon can eventually elevate 12 feet out of the water to get above, up to 12 feet. Above the waterfall. Oh, I say, why? Because that design recognition down inside of him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It was calling from his birth river. And that birth river was his first place. Hallelujah. Amen. We are trapped in the barnyard down here. And we made our way. All of a sudden, there is a call, a deep calling to the deep. Oh, it's a journey. We all got our own journeys here this morning. But look around. We're still here. We're still fighting. We're still winning. Hallelujah. Fights his way back. And now he's on his track to his destiny. That birth river that is calling for breeding. The design recognition is what was encoded in him before the world ever began. Talking about these bodies. We design recognition. When design recognition, rather, when it begins to call to the destiny, Brother Brown would say like this, you've turned heavenly. Oh, church, the earnest or the down payment, amen, has been inbred, embedded in you and sealed. You turned heavenly. Now, Brother Nick, we lean into it. Not that we're waiting in laziness, but we're poised in position. Lord, here am I. I'm ready. I'm ready. Take me, Lord. Lead me. Guide me. Amen. You lean into purpose. Going to rise this morning. Rise above it all. There's a germ of life inside of you by design. And it's thirsting for life. Destiny is calling. The frequency has awakened the design within you. The call didn't create me. The message didn't create me. It revealed who I was. It revealed me. When the carcass is, the eagles will gather. Barnyard can't hold me. Hallelujah. The ocean can't erase me. No matter how long that salmon stayed in the salt water, on his journey down, his body begins to change and adapt for the salt water. And then on his way back, it's reversal. But all that was adapted for him to survive in the ocean could never erase that he was a son of God, our daughter of God before the foundation of the world. Church, time cannot erase who your true identity is. If you came from God, Brother Brown said, you're going back to God. You came to this world because of a fall, but because you had representation. Amen. When he calls, brother, amen, it's inedible. Nothing can stop this. It's predestinated. Nothing can then stop God's predestinated plan in your life. And the frequency didn't create something new. It only revealed what was already there. That isn't random. It isn't random. It's return. A salmon isn't having a random feeling to go somewhere. No, it's a call to return. You want to know what Brother Joe believes on return ministry? That's it. We've heard a call. Brother Brown said, when you recognize this message, this carcass to be eagle food, the eagles will, say will with me, the eagles will gather. It's impossible. It's a summons. It's a frequency you can't deny. You can't stop it. It's greater than who you are. It's greater than what church you attended to. Amen. It's the predestination of God taking place in your life. It was a predestinated moment. Amen. Hallelujah. It isn't random. It isn't random. That dewdrop was shaking and shivering. Brother Brown tells a story, and it's one of my favorite. I know I've never told it here, but 300 times. We'll make it 301. I'm trying not to preach everything I know this morning. But Brother Brown tells that little dewdrop is standing there. It's hard to preach a sermon like this without leaving out the barnyard, the dewdrop, the woman at the well, Joe Reynolds. I'm identified with this message. I don't know about you. I'm identified with what I'm preaching this morning. Amen. This ain't a feel-good message. This is letting you know, hey, you was never a chicken to begin with. You always was an eagle. You came from God. Amen. And we're going back to God. Amen. It's not random. He said that dewdrop, he said, if you could ask it this morning, Brother Brewster, why are you so excited? Why are you so happy? He said that dewdrop, if he could talk, he said, well, just in a few moments, Brother Bill, there's going to be the rising of the S-O-N. Hallelujah. There's going to be the revealing of God's promised word. It's going to draw me out of this cold, formal condition that I'm trapped into. Oh, hallelujah. It wasn't him drawn to it. When the sun rays and the sunbeam came directly upon that dewdrop, it pulled him. There was something in him had the ability to be drawn because the earth wasn't his first place. His first place was the heavens. And I say this morning, I'm the dewdrop. I'm here on earth, but this earth is not my home. This is not random. This is return. to our homeland, back where we came from. Hallelujah. And the carcass is the signal. And the gathering is the evidence of design. Design recognition causes you to be able to lean into destiny. All hell cannot erase the encode, the encoding of that salmon. No matter how long he was there, didn't matter how many times sharks chased him. Didn't matter how many times he faced hurricanes. Doesn't matter how many times he had suffered the hot days of August or the cold winter months of December and January.
Amen.
Everything he needed to make the journey back to home with Brother Bill was already within him. He ate the whole time. The whole time he's there, he's collecting fat, because when he heads back, amen, that salmon don't eat no more. Amen. He's got one thing on his mind, and that mind is to return back to his birth river. Oh, church, I don't want to eat nothing of the world any longer. Lord, help me to break worldliness off of my life. Lord, help me. Lord, break feelings off of my life. Oh, Lord, let me feast on the infallible word body of the S-O-N.
Amen.
That's energizing. My life and my only reason this morning is to return back to my birth river. Back to home where I belong. The barnyard couldn't make me a chicken. And the ocean couldn't make me forget. God encoded my return. Are you thankful for that this morning? God encoded my return. We can't lose this morning. It's red this morning. Let's stand to our feet this morning. God's good to us.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. This world is not my home. Thank goodness. There's a deep calling to a deep. And we're responding to that deep. Hallelujah. Because down inside of us, before there was a world, before there was a hell, he had thought of you. He had a thought of you. And nothing, the beauty of this, in closing, nothing, say nothing with me this morning, nothing in time could change his eternal thought of you. Before the world ever begun. Oh, hallelujah. And that encoding that he placed in your bosom, that germ seed of life, all it knows is to return back home. He said he bypassed the chickens. He bypassed all those priests that day to go to a woman that was filthy, dirty, marred up, broken home, broken family. Hallelujah. Because down inside of her, she was encoded. And Jesus said, I must needs pass Samaria. Because there was a lady there underneath all that dirtiness, beyond her flesh, was a germ seed of life that never had a beginning, that never had an end. And when Jesus began to talk to her, oh, God help us this morning. Something began to happen as when the frequency went off Something began to happen in that woman that was all marred up. Go get your husband. What are you talking about? You got five, and the one that you're living with ain't your husband. He discerned her. Oh, what a good, the frequency was going out, and she recognized. And she ran down to the town telling about this man that could turn on the light. Don't knock me down because I'm excited this morning. I met a man that let me know this world is not my home. I've been encoded by eternal life. I came from God and I'm going back. That's our return ministry this morning. And where the carcass is, the eagles must gather. Hallelujah. Because there is a design recognition down inside of your heart. Hallelujah. Hey, it didn't make you an eagle. It just let you know you always was one. Is that what the message told you, Brother Nick? It let me know, hey, I always was a son. I was always a son. Devil, you're a liar. The barnyard is not my origin. My origin is, where was you, Job, when the sons of God were shouting for joy? I tell you, I was there. Maybe not in a flesh body, but I was a part of him there. And because I'm a part of him there, I'm a part of him here. It's encoded in me. And I can't help myself. I'm going back to my birth river, where I came from. Hallelujah. Can you bow your heads this morning? Believe it. God's good. Don't you thankful for the message of the hour?
Amen.
Thank you. Thank God for the carcass. How many eagles do we have this morning? How many eagles do we have this morning? Oh, can we sing that song? Oh, spread your wings, little eagle. Oh, spread your wings, little eagle.
King returning.
to take us home. Do it again. Where there's a deep, deep calling, there's a deep, deep to respond. Where there's a hope for a city, there's a land beyond the sun. Where there's a yearning burning just to leave this world that we've known, there is a King returning, and he's coming to take us home. Where there's a deep, deep calling, there's a deep, deep to respond. Where there's a hope for a city, there's a land beyond the sun. Where there's a yearning burning just to leave this world that we've known, there is a King returning, and he's coming to take us home. That's what he's preaching about this morning. Something in that metal, little elements of iron down there, that when that magnet comes, draws it. When that Son of Man come and revealed himself, there was something in you that drew you right to it. That, friends, is the grace of God. I don't know how else you'd ever explain that. That's his grace on your life. His mercy, his grace, he's brought you where you are today, and he will take you home one of these glorious days. Amen. Isn't that a wonderful message this morning? That should just encourage your heart. Praise the Lord. Brother John Whitfield, would you come, brother, and just dismiss the people. Tonight at 6 o'clock, praise the Lord, come, my brother.
Gracious Lord, thank you very much, Lord, for the time we've had to spend here this morning, God, hearing your word. I pray, Lord Jesus, that we could just, God, look beyond our faults and our failures, Lord Jesus, and see your promise in our lives. I pray that you bless each one, God, as we go our separate ways. Lord Jesus, just bless the service this evening, God, as we come back to worship you again, Lord God, in spirit and in truth. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Who I am.